Hey, welcome to Your Turn. This is Mike Causey. Delighted to have you with us. My guest today is Walt and Frances. These are among the most popular shows of the year. Walt is the, literally and figuratively, the wrote the book on federal health insurance. It's the checkbook guide to federal health plans. This is in its 30-plus years we've been doing this, Walt, together. And talking about how many people this service has helped. And the federal government finds it so good that many federal agencies from defense and treasury and labor and GSA and you name it, subscribe to this service for their employees. And today we're going to be talking about the best health plan deals for you. And I've learned enough from Walt to know that there is no such thing as a single best plan. It depends on your needs, your age, your medical condition, your family size. We had a web chat last week. It was wonderful success. Lots of people wrote in. And we had so many questions that we're going to carry them over and try to answer some of them now. So if you can listen to last week's show, that will give you a jump start on this. But we're going to go right into it now and be talking to or answering questions that people sent us last week and over the recent week. So here we go. I work for the federal government, age 62 now. My wife's a little older and already has Medicare. She's not a federal employee and is semi-retired. We have EHA, and for the most part, think it's pretty good. Does it make sense for my wife to get Medicare Part B now? The old Medicare Part B question.
It surely does make sense. Up until this year, Mike, I've been pretty neutral about that. There's a lot of pros and cons, but the time has come when you can save a fair amount of money by joining Medicare Part B. So, and by the way, she has to do it within a few months of turning age 65. So, you know, go ahead, sign up. And you can sort out the best sort of combination of federal employee plan and Medicare for the two of you separately. But for now, you keep paying the FEHB premium. In fact, keep forever paying it. And because you're a federal employee, it's tax deductible, you know, or tax preferred, I should say. So, yeah, by all means, go ahead and she should get Medicare Part B. And you might want to take a look at some of the new plans that wrap around Aetna Direct, Care First standard option, Care First high deductible, as well, of course, as part, you know, the usual standards like Blue Cross Basic. But GEHA standard is a very good plan to be
good. And as you said earlier in the show last week, this is a sea change. So, okay, here's another one from Angela. We have mail handlers benefit plan through my husband, who is 65 and retired. I'm a federal employee with 5 years. Is it better to get our insurance through me? Can he still have coverage through my insurance if I die, or should we stay both in family with our current health plan through his retirement?
That's really a series of questions, and let's start with the simplest point. You want the plan to be in your name because you're still employed and he's retired, and if retirees don't get the special tax preference that employees get.
Premium conversion.
Yeah. So whatever plan you get should be in your name. But anyone who's covered in a family plan when their spouse dies, okay, gets to stay in the program. So with that, in that respect, doesn't matter. So you don't need to worry about that as long as it's a family option. If you stay within net, can he still have coverage through my insurance? I've answered that. Should you stay with your current plan? You're allowed to change plans in open season. It has nothing to do with when you retire or when you may retire or, you know, as you near retirement age. And the mail handler's plan is a very pricey plan. I urge you to look around during this open season to see if you can't find something more economical.
Good advice. I'm age 62 with a retired non-federal wife, also 62, and a son, age 16, with Blue Cross Blue Shield Basic Family and MetLife Dental. I plan on retiring in 1 to 2 years. If I stay within network, is Blue Cross Blue Shield Basic a better option over standard? And is MetLife a good dental plan? And are there better ones offered? From Peter.
Okay, yes. If you stay within network, there's no question that Blue Cross Basic is a better choice than Blue Cross Standard. The whole advantage of Blue Cross Standard is you can go out of network, and you pay a very hefty premium increase to do so. And some people want to be able to go out of network, and some don't. Most don't need to, and I would think it's an obvious switch for you. Or actually already in it, stay with it. As to MetLife, yeah, it's a good dental plan, and they offer two options, and there's about half a dozen companies that offer either a single option or a couple of options. You can do a little better on premium and a couple others. So I would say you've got an open season. Take a look at a couple of them. The crucial thing in a dental plan is to be sure that your dentist is a preferred provider in the network of that dental plan. So, you know, if MetLife's the only one he's in, stick with MetLife. If there's a couple he's in, you could choose between those.
Okay, Jim says he's turning 65 next year. My spouse and I are currently both retired feds carrying Blue Cross Blue Shield standard option individual plans. She turns 65 the following year. What are the best options for us as we sign up for Medicare if we keep Blue Cross Blue Shield? Should we consider a family plan, Part B and D, with Blue Cross Blue Shield?
You really could stay with two separate self-only plans. There's no, because if you, let me say first, yeah. I want you to sign up for Part B. Given that you're going to sign up for Part B and you have Part A automatically, you don't have to worry about the catastrophic benefit anymore, which is the main reason to be in a family plan. I won't go through those reasons.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's perfectly okay for you to have individual plans, and you don't even have to be in the same company. I mean, you really can be very flexible about this. I have lots of friends where, you know, the wife likes her HMO and the husband hates it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in different individual plans. And with, as long as you're both retirees, that works.
Okay. Having Blue Cross Blue Shield Basic, if I take a vacation out of the country, never have but want to, what happens should I get ill? I know basic uses network providers, never thought about vacations before. From Catherine.
You don't need to worry, Catherine. Every single plan in the FEHVP, even the HMO plans, lets you travel within the United States or abroad, and for any emergency services you require, you will be covered just as if you were using basically the same as if you were in network, even though you're not. So don't worry at all about travel, no matter what plan you're in. And Blue Cross Basic is just as good, if not better, than any of the others in that respect. The main concern I would have traveling abroad is it's probably useful to get travel insurance just for that trip. But it will be double coverage with respect to the health care part of that coverage.
Belt and suspenders, maybe not bad. Okay. Here's one from Bill. He says, what would be the main advantage of Aetna Direct for those of us who have Medicare A and B?
The main advantage is it's going to save you a ton of money. How's that for a short answer? It's going to save you money because it gives you the same 100% wraparound you get in a lot of other plans, that national plans, at a much lower premium. And you get this health reimbursable arrangement, personal care account, which you can use. You can actually use to pay a part of your Part B premium, but I don't particularly recommend that. It's better to just let them deduct it through Social Security, but you can use it for the expenses that aren't covered under the 100% wraparound, which is for hospital and doctor. And that might be, for example, some of your dental costs. No matter what dental plan you have, you're going to be out of pocket something, and your co-payments for prescription drugs. So, yes, that's an excellent choice, and you should certainly consider it, along with the other several plans that are low-premium plans that offer good wraparound coverage, and they include, newly this year in the D.C. area, CareFirst Standard Option and CareFirst High Deductible, and, of course, our old standbys, Blue Cross Basic and GIA Standard.
Okay, here's one from Bonnie. She's an interesting problem. She says, I've got to have braces at age 50-plus. Ugh. This is due to some major TM issues. From what I'm finding, I must be enrolled for at least a year in any given plan before I can apply and receive coverage for orthodontia. Is there any other option you could suggest that will not cost my firstborn child, as I have no firstborn child? So this would really be a problem. From Bonnie.
There are some plans that will not make you wait to get your orthodontic coverage. Dominion Dental is one, and Humana Dental and the two MetLife plans. I know that's true for children. I'm not positive their benefit covers adults, so you're going to have to look at the brochures for those plans. The other thing to consider is you really want your orthodontist to be preferred in any plan you join. So talk to your orthodontist, or if you don't have one, to several orthodontists, and see what their advice is as to what you should do, and with or without a waiting period.
This is Mike Causey. We're going to take a short break here. We'll be right back talking with Walton Francis about your best buys in health insurance for 2015 here on federalnewsradio.com, 1500 AM.
Here's Melinda Rogers, Chief Information Security Officer, Department of Justice, on the Reducing Risk in the Cloud for Government panel discussion sponsored by Microsoft.
What can we do to outsource that, to get that economy of scale, get the cost savings from that, and also get some lessons learned, right? So this is not perfection. This is still developing. Let's get some success stories and then take that information, take the lessons learned, apply to the moderate, and then at some point, the highs will get there.
To listen to the whole program, log on to federalnewsradio.com/onecloud.
Modernize your mobile workforce by connecting your agency with cost-effective, open, and agile tools optimized for the cloud. Microsoft Azure supports a large and growing number of open-source applications, frameworks, and languages to support the Open Government Partnership today. Microsoft understands that developers want to use the tools that best fit their experience, skills, and application requirements, and their goal is to enable that choice. Visit Microsoft.com/Azure today. That's Microsoft.com/AZURE.
Here's Daniel Massey, Program Manager, Cybersecurity Division, DHS Science and Technology Directorate on moving agency applications to the cloud with Platform as a Service, a panel discussion sponsored by Red Hat and Carahsoft.
A big part of our mission is helping get past those barriers. You know, when you get the successful engagement, it can save money, it can produce more secure, more agile results. But there's a lot of hurdles at the beginning because you're coming from two communities that initially can have a hard time speaking to each other.
To listen to the whole program, log on to federalnewsradio.com.
Today, more than ever, enterprise IT must be agile and respond to growing demands. Red Hat JBoss Middleware helps agencies evolve their middleware infrastructure by providing the tools needed to rapidly build connected systems, bringing people, processes, and information together. Red Hat JBoss Middleware transforms your application infrastructure into one that is truly dynamic, increasing productivity and reducing costs. Learn how Carahsoft and Red Hat can help your agency. Carahsoft.com/Red Hat. What factors contribute to Austria's low rates of unemployment? How does Austria's dual educational system factor into it? What can be learned from innovations being pursued in Austria? Join Michael Keegan for the inaugural Global Conversations with Leaders series as he explores these questions and more with Dr. Johann Kopf, Managing Director, Austrian Public Employment Service. Tune in on Mondays at 11 a.m. for the Business of Government Hour on Federal News Radio, 1500 a.m.
Join the Capital Exchange Thursday, December 4th from 2 to 3 p.m. for a free webinar on cloud computing brought to you by Microsoft. Learn about cloud-driven data insights in government while also earning continuing education credits. Capital Exchange, a collaborative webinar series, connects government with the private sector to spur conversations around issues of the day. Register now at federalnewsradio.com/webinar. That's federalnewsradio.com/webinar.
This is Mike Causey. I'm talking with Walton Francis, the author of The Consumer Checkbook Guide to Federal Health Plans, and we are answering questions that people sent in to us last week at a special webinar, so hope this has helped you. I'm learning a lot. Here's one from R, simply R. I'm currently an Aetna Medical and Dental VIP member in the D.C. metro area. I know Aetna's a national plan, but I will move to another geographic area next year. Can I look for local plans in my new venue during this open season?
Well, the questioner didn't answer the key, it didn't include the key information in his question. Which Aetna plan? There are many Aetna plans. Several of them are essentially national in scope, okay? Aetna high deductible, okay, Aetna value plan, the new Aetna direct plan. So almost no matter where you live, you'll be able to maneuver, either stay in that plan or, but here's the key point. When you change your residence from one state to another, for example, you are entitled to an individual open season if the plan you are in is not doesn't stay with you in that new location. This is generally the case for HMOs. So for people at HMOs, if you're in Kaiser, D.C., and you move to Timbuktu, Idaho, you're going to have an open season where you can choose another plan. So a lot will depend in your case on which Aetna plan you're in and where you move. But you, regardless, you won't have any problem.
Here's one from Lisa. I was told that Blue Cross Blue Shield will offer those employees who have standard Blue Cross Blue Shield family plans who are older and have no children a special option of two adults versus the family plan for adults and children. This is from Lisa. So that's the family plus one. Or
self
plus one, yeah.
Yeah, the law was passed earlier this year that's going to, or maybe it was last year, that will allow, I'm not clear if it will allow or require OPM to offer self plus one option. It's very unclear how that will work. We already know from actuarial evidence that two older adults are more expensive with no children, you know, are more expensive than, you know, a young adult with a child by a fair margin. And since, you know, the number of childless older couples, empty nester older couples is a lot more common than the younger ones who are only two, it could, in an actuarial sense, this will probably cost more than the family option. So we'll have to wait and see how OPM handles this. But in any event, it will presumably be offered for all plans, not just Blue Cross. And it will not take effect until a year from now. And we'll have information a year from now. So for this open season, forget you ever heard about it.
Yeah, and they said one reason in the past that this didn't happen is exactly what you said. Some people said it might make it more expensive, therefore nobody would want it. And the other thing is it does do some damage to the concept of a group plan where the old support the young with kids and the young people with kids support old people with bad arches. So it's difficult. Okay, here's one from Judy. Every other year I have an MRI. Which plan would be the best? Right now I have Blue Cross Blue Shield High option.
I have no idea which one would be best for a particular service.
Yeah.
They all cover MRIs if medically necessary. Most of them require, you know, a pre-approval by the plan for anything that's really expensive in the world of radiology, including MRIs or CAT scans or both. So if you're being well served by Blue Cross, that's fine. You say high option. I assume you mean it's the standard option.
Yeah.
But it is the higher price spread.
Standard as opposed to basic.
Yeah, and I'm assuming you're only using a Blue Cross approved provider or network provider, so you might switch to Blue Cross Basic. But Chet, that's the kind of thing on which you can check brochure details. Download a copy of the brochure from Checkbook's website, guidetohealthplans.org, or from the OPM website, or just go direct to a plan website. They're pretty easy to find. The brochures are pretty easy to find. And you get a PDF file, and all you do is search on the word magnetic, for example, and it'll take you right to the paragraph that talks about what you got to go through to get what you need. But I don't think you're going to have a problem in any plan, probably.
Okay. I remember last week in the show you talked about the high deductible plans and how valuable they can be to people. Here's a question from Sam. It says, is it practical to join a high deductible plan, perhaps $5,000, and use the pre-tax dollar payroll deduction, or is it best to join a low deductible because our subscription to the insurance are pre-tax? Please explain the benefits of using a high deductible plan and a health savings account. Do we need assistance to set those up properly?
That's a lot of questions, and I could talk for 15 minutes. Let me give you a very short, quick answer. And you can read more in Checkbook's Guide to Health Plans at the OPM website or in the plan brochures themselves. The answer is, in a high deductible plan, they all come with savings accounts, okay, health savings accounts, and those are also tax preferred, okay? They're part, your premium is paying for those. So don't worry about the tax angle in that respect. None of the deductibles are as high as $5,000, okay, in the FEHBP. Mm-hmm. So put that out of your mind. It's more typical for the deductible for a family to be in the vicinity of $2,500 and the health savings account to be in the vicinity of $1,500, okay? You can either use the health savings account before you hit the deductible, or you can just keep it saved and go ahead and face the deductible, and then after you pay that, the regular insurance kicks in. Most people don't ever get through the deductible because it's not all that usual to have expenses in the $2,000 or $3,000 range.
And a reminder too to check with your federal agency, the HR office, because they may very well have subscribed for you to the Consumer Guide Checkbook Guide, so you can get it online. You can do your own shopping, and Walt says it's about as good as it gets, and a very useful thing.
Let me just add, I won't go through all the pros and cons, but the health savings accounts are tax preferred going in. They grow tax preferred, and when you take them out, you pay no taxes, okay? Tax free, I should say. Tax free at all three phases. They are like an IRA on steroids.
Wow.
And you can add money to them beyond what the plan kicks in through the premium you've paid. And in general, these plans tend to have low premiums. So by all means, consider a high deductible plan.
Okay, and that's for everybody. So
yeah,
not
everybody.
Not just young people. I'm devoted to Kaiser, and I travel a lot. What's an emergency? What is an emergency? Life-threatening versus an expensive airfare home for treatment, from Randy.
The details of that will depend on something you should talk to Kaiser about. I'm going to give you an example. I'm not sure it's right, but it would be, suppose you're 8.5 months pregnant and you travel and you give birth, prematurely in the middle of the plains of Kansas or something. They're probably going to say that was your fault. You shouldn't have been traveling. Mm-hmm. That, I don't know. But if the point that they're really trying to make is that you can't just get routine care.
Yeah.
If you need weekly physical therapy visits, then an HMO, and you travel a lot, the HMO is probably not for you unless your trips are short enough that you can get back to town. If you need to get a prescription refill in Timbuktu, Idaho, the plan's going to say, no, you should have thought of that before you went on the trip. But in general, in anything that any normal person would call an emergency, they're going to cover you, no questions asked.
So chat with
Kaiser.
You mentioned earlier in answering a question something about travel insurance. Now, is this like flight insurance or is this medical insurance? I've seen them where they'll fly you home or something like that.
Yeah, it's typically the case that when you travel abroad, it's very common to pay a couple hundred bucks to buy a policy that covers emergency health care, flying you home to be medevaced if that's needed, loss of luggage, one of your plane legs was canceled. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you get coverage for a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I think it's generally prudent to buy that insurance, but you, strictly speaking, do not need it with respect to the issue of what happens if I break a leg while I'm, climbing the pyramids.
Right.
And have to be flown home. Your FEHVP plan will pay for whatever is a medically appropriate solution under the circumstances.
Okay, very good. Here's one from PC. I'm still working full-time. My wife is semi-retired. Does it make sense for her to get Medicare Part B now or wait until I retire?
Every person's eligibility, you got to think of this as two individual questions. There's no such thing as a family Part B. And when you turn 65, you only have a few months of penalty-free period in which you enroll in Part B. So the answer is no, she shouldn't wait until you retire. She should, if she's going to get Part B at all, get it when she turns 65 or within a few months thereafter. And I am, in general, now advising people to go ahead and sign up for Part B because you can get it can improve your health benefit coverage at little or no additional cost.
Excellent. Okay, got to take a short break here. We'll be right back on your turn with Mike Causey here on federalnewsradio.com, 1500 AM.
New civilian federal employees have the opportunity to automatically enroll for up to $100,000 of group term life insurance without answering a single medical question. This coverage is available through WAPA, a nonprofit association formed in 1943, whose mission is to provide for the health, welfare, and financial well-being of civilian federal employees and their families. To be eligible, you must be an active WAPA member, a newly hired civilian federal employee, enroll within 365 days of your federal hire date, and be a citizen of the United States under the age of 65. To learn more, visit waepa.org, where you can view the plan's details and electronically complete and submit the online enrollment form. To learn all the details about this open enrollment opportunity for newly hired civilian federal employees, visit waepa.org. That's waepa.org.
The WAPA Group Term Life Program is not endorsed by the federal government. Coverage is provided by Life Insurance Company of North America and is subject to insurer approval with evidence of good health. This policy contains exclusions and benefits may reduce by age.
Increased savings, better productivity, safer data, less complexity. These benefits become possible when you have the confidence to maximize your agency's potential through a cloud backed by network-based security. At AT&T, we call it cloud confidence, and you can get it with AT&T Cloud Solutions for Government. Now you'll be able to make the move to the cloud and not hold back from taking advantage of all it has to offer. From collaborating more easily with employees and customers, to accessing data from any web-enabled device, to quickly scaling resources as user demand changes. And that means... Find out how AT&T Cloud Solutions for Government can give your agency the cloud confidence that comes only with the security of the AT&T network. Visit att.com/gov/cloud.
AT&T, mobilizing your world.
And now it's time for another FedGuard Factor, career essentials for federal employees.
For those of you who know how important it is to insure your career with a professional liability policy, there's a good chance you're getting ready to renew an existing policy. Now is the perfect time to visit FedGuard.com to check out top-flight professional liability packages starting at less than $300 a year. And don't forget, managers, supervisors, and all law enforcement officers are entitled to up to 50% reimbursement of policy costs.
Learn more at FedGuard.com. That's FedGuard.com.
Federal News Radio is on Twitter. Follow us at Fed News Radio as news breaks and develops throughout the day. At Fed News Radio, your source for federal news now.
Federal News Radio's DoD Wednesday. At 3 on Wednesdays, DoD reporter Jared Serbu hosts On DoD, a discussion with senior managers about how the department meets its mission. At 4, in-depth host Francis Rose brings you Pentagon Solutions, a smart discussion on the issues and challenges of the defense community. Plus daily DoD updates, mornings and afternoons at 37 past the hour. DoD Wednesday on 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com.
Okay, back with Walton Francis. Walton has written the book on the federal health insurance program. It's called The Checkbook Guide to Federal Health Plans. It's been the Bible for many people for 30-plus years. And I enjoy the book. I know you favor the website now, Walt, but I like the book, and I like the fact that you divide it up and you show what somebody will pay in premiums for each plan. Then you show what an average medical year will look like for each of the health plans, and then you show what a very light medical year and a very heavy medical year would lose. So it's quite helpful, and it helps you with the deductibles. What we're doing this hour is we're answering questions that we got last week on a web chat that we couldn't get to at the time, and I remind you to take a look at last week's show, your turn, and it will highlight Walton Francis. Listen to that, lots of good information, and it will complement what you're about to hear from Walt. And here we go. Here's someone who calls himself Guest, and it says, Aetna High Deductible does not operate in DE, which I assume is Delaware. Aetna Direct sounds like a better plan to work with Medicare. Does that operate in Delaware?
In the interest of time, I'm not going to try to look it up in the Aetna brochure, but that's what you need to do. It probably operates in Delaware, but I'm not going to give you a guarantee. Just download the brochure, or call Aetna for that matter, and just flip to the section near the front where it says, where do we cover you? And it'll tell you which states they're in. It's sort of 49 out of the 50 states, so I would assume they're in Delaware, but you need to just double check. And if it's available to you, then for sure, the Aetna Direct plan offers something that's not in the other Aetna plans, or in most other plans for that matter, which is they do coordinate wraparound payments if you have Medicare Parts A and B, and you will pay nothing for the deductible and nothing for any of the coinsurance or copays.
Okay, here is one from Sam. It says, is there a breakdown of plans against how well those perform in meeting the needs of applicants with specific issues / chronic ailments?
Yes and no. Okay. Checkbook's guide, actually, we do quality ratings of plans, and among those quality ratings are some that deal with specific conditions, such as diabetes. And we actually know how each plan scored on a national test that's, examination of how well plans treat people with diabetes and some other ailments called HEDIS. The details are unimportant. The point is you can use our guide to sort of roll your own quality rating if that your chronic ailment is one that we cover. We only cover a handful, and you didn't say what yours was. But there's another approach to this, and there's two other approaches to this. One is, let's say it's something let's say it's a hearing aid issue. We happen to rate and compare hearing aids. But, you could look in plan brochures and type in the word hearing, and if you're using a PDF file online, you will immediately go to that benefit in that plan. You can quickly see how well it deals with it, and then go to the next plan on your short list. And the third thing you can do is talk to your practitioner, your specialist. Again, I'll just use the examples in material. You go to a particular kind of specialist for your particular chronic problem. We ask him or his office manager which plan or plans cover your service the best. So sometimes you have to do a little homework.
Yeah, all right. Here's one I don't think I understand it, but it says, aside from the lower premium for Blue Cross Basic, what are the disadvantages in coverage from Phyllis? And I assume she's talking about Blue Cross Basic versus standard option.
Well, or any option. Yeah, because I think it's real simple. The main advantage, as she noted, is that the premium's low. You also get full access to the Blue Cross provider network, which is a very big network. But you don't get coverage out of network, which most of the other national plans allow you. So if that's important to you, if you think you might want to go out of network, then that's probably not the plan for you. But if you think you can stick within the Blue Cross network, and almost everybody can, that's not a disadvantage. Other than that, its benefits are very good. There's no deductible, for example. Its drug coverage is good, but not great. There are a few plans that are slightly lower priced for name brand prescription drugs. But, you know, there would be almost no one for whom that would be a key factor. So I would say, but for sure, consider it and don't worry about disadvantages. It's a great all around plan.
Yeah. Here's one. I'm a GS employee with TRICARE. Do I need to enroll in the FEHBP for 1 year before I retire to have the option for the FEHBP later? And would you explain what TRICARE is, too?
TRICARE is the healthcare system for DOD, for military, the military, armed forces, not civilian employees, but those in uniform. There's several versions of TRICARE. In general, the FEHBP treats TRICARE as the full equivalent of being in the FEHBP for purposes of things like, do you meet the five-year rule for having continuous coverage before you retire?
Okay.
I actually don't know for sure the answer to that question. So what I'm going to do is punt and tell you, this is the kind of question you go to your HR people and check specifically. You certainly don't have to be in it for a year. The question I don't know the answer to is, would you have to be in the FEHBP for a day before you retire if you're in TRICARE? I don't know for sure.
Yeah, okay, good, fair enough. Make them earn their keep. Any plans cover out-of-pocket costs overseas, from Joe?
Oh, sure. Most of them do. Well, most of the national plans do. The HMO, in an emergency, they all cover you overseas. So is Joe talking about, is there anything in this question that tells us, is he talking about a trip or living?
Yeah.
If you're going to live abroad, then most of the national plans will cover you on an out-of-network basis. But considering that most places you might live abroad, medical care prices are lower than in the U.S., the out-of-network coverage looks pretty good. So the answer is, yeah, there are lots of options.
Okay. And here's one. I'm a single woman, 66. I have Medicare Part A only right now as I'm still working for the government. Once I retire, I'll be moving to the Virginia Beach, Norfolk area. What FEHBP coverage should I sign up for once I get Medicare B and retire?
The answer will be decide when you retire. You'll have all the national plans will be available to you in that part of Virginia. There are a few plans that, for example, there's an Aetna Whole Health HMO that's in the Newport News area that, you know, but that may, I'm just glancing quickly at a list. That's probably the only additional option you'll have available to you in that area. You won't obviously be able to keep a DC area HMO, all right, but that's all right. You're not in one. So I would say that just when you come to that point, or if you're near that point this open season, you can go look ahead. But basically, it's the same choice of plans you have now.
Right, and one thing I think it's good to point out is these things they call life events. And most people think of the open season as the November-December period. But if you have a life event, if you get married, if you get divorced, if you're widowed, if you have a baby, if you adopt a baby, if there's a change or you move out of the area, then that's a life event and you have your own open season. Is that right?
It is. Okay. But I'm not positive that retirement per se triggers that life event.
Oh, right, right. Yeah.
Okay.
No,
so, you know, just look ahead a little bit. What you will want to do once you retire and sign up for Part B, you will then have some additional choices to make because a lot of the plans offer, as we've discussed, a much better benefit for those who have Part A and Part B. And some of those options are pretty spectacular.
Very good. Okay. Need to take a short break here talking with Walton Francis, author of the Washington Consumer Checkbook Guide to Federal Health Plans. We'll be right back here on federalnewsradio.com, 1500 AM.
On this month's Modern Mission Critical Series, Tom Temmin spoke with Dave Winogrand, Senior Vice President, Technology Policy at the Professional Services Council.
Today's workforce is going to be highly mobile and needs to be connected from anywhere to get at the information and people they need to connect with to do their job. There's actually then an advantage to having data stored in the cloud instead of locally. And so if you do it right, I would argue that you could raise the bar in security while providing better access.
Sponsored by Unisys. To listen to the whole program, log on to federalnewsradio.com.
Government agencies are under relentless pressure to increase performance and reduce the cost of IT while keeping mission-critical systems running at peak. Unisys helps the world's largest organizations meet their toughest IT challenges, ensuring mission-critical systems are up-to-date and secure. With a highly collaborative approach, Unisys drives successful outcomes in big data analytics, infrastructure optimization, mission-critical computing, and military-grade security. To learn how to inject modern into your mission-critical systems, visit unisys.com/federal today.
Here's Aubrey Merchant discussing attacks and encrypted traffic on security in the age of targeted attacks, sponsored by Blue Coat.
Many folks within the community that I'm engaged with are now coming around to the realization that maybe we shouldn't be trying to protect everything. Let's focus on those assets that are of the highest value, make sure that they get our attention first, and then if we have time left over, we'll figure out how to deal with the rest of the assets.
To listen to the entire program, visit federalnewsradio.com.
84% of advanced target attacks compromise their target in seconds, minutes, or hours. 78% of advanced target attacks take weeks, months, or years to discover. For federal agencies, the likelihood of being a target is high simply because the rewards are high. Blue Coat helps agencies embrace the new realities of network security. Blue Coat's complete lifecycle defense approach offers an enterprise-level cybersecurity platform supporting agencies' single security architecture while enabling new application and mission objectives. Visit bluecoat.com.
This is Mark Amtower. If you're looking for cost-effective and efficient methods for marketing your products or services to the government or to other government contractors, look to LinkedIn. There are over 400,000 members in the D.C. area and more than 92 million nationwide, but only a small percentage actually use it well. I can show you how to leverage LinkedIn in ways that support your marketing, sales, and business development efforts. I do this for large and small companies, and I can do it for you. Drop me a line at mark@federaldirect.net.
Leave it to Marvin Bond, editor of Recreation News, to come up with some events that are a little out of the ordinary. So where is he this week? Well, he's at a llama farm.
Well, there are a growing number of llama farms in the Mid-Atlantic, and one of the closest to Washington is the Posey This Is It Farm in the northern Shenandoah Valley. They own annual Llama Kisses and Pie event on November 22nd from 10 to 2. It's great to visit with the animals and get the delicious pie and find out more about this on page 10 of the November Recreation News.
Anything else a little out of the ordinary?
On November the 19th, it's the 151st anniversary of the Gettysburg Address, of course given by President Lincoln up in Gettysburg. They have an annual cemetery ceremony at Gettysburg, and this year the speaker is a fellow named Kent Masterson Brown. He's actually the biographer of Lieutenant Alonzo Cushing. You can check it all out at destinationgettysburg.com.
Marvin Bond is the editor of Recreation News. I'm Nicola Grisco.
When you hear the Salvation Army bells this Christmas, know you are doing the most good to feed and to shelter your neighbors.
After having no place to go, the Salvation Army took me in. The Salvation Army is helping me turn my life around.
When you hear bells this holiday season, please support the Salvation Army's mission to feed and shelter our neighbors in D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia.
We are the Salvation Army of the National Capital Area, doing the most good.
All of Federal News Radio's exclusive interviews and shows are archived online at federalnewsradio.com. Listen to an interview again or share it with friends. Find it at federalnewsradio.com.
Welcome back to Your Turn with Mike Causey, talking with Walton Francis from the Washington Consumer Checkbook Guide. What we're doing, we're answering questions that were sent to us last week in a special web chat that we couldn't get to. And we're trying not to cover old ground, but I think if you listen to last week's show, which is archived on our homepage, and today's, you'll get a very good overview of how to do your shopping. Here's one which says, good morning from Scottsdale, Arizona. Are all the dental coverage plans offered by the AFA-HPP organizations roughly the same? If not, what/which is seen as the best? Thanks, Bill Small.
Well, the answer is it depends on lots of things, and there's no one size, you know, there's no one plan is best for everybody answer. The most important thing in choosing dental coverage is your dentist in the network of the plan you join. Unless that answer is yes, you don't want to be in that dental plan. Almost all the dental plans are national, so they'll cover you in Arizona. So you have a half dozen available different options available to you. Talk to your dentist. The other general point would be, unless you expect a lot of expensive procedures, these plans, you know, don't necessarily save you money, because you're going to pay this $300 or $400 premium, and yeah, you're going to get the free annual checkup, but you can get that in a lot of plans, just in the regular health plan. So think carefully about whether your dental expenses are likely to be high. But yeah, if you're going to have high expenses and you use a network dentist, you start with a huge discount.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the plan will typically, for the more expensive things, will probably pay half, won't pay at all. But you're still, that's a huge discount.
One from Bob. It says, would my position as a non-career employee with the post office preclude my qualifying for the FEHBP program as the former wife of a federal employee? My only choice through my employment, as I understand it, is a consumer-driven high-deductible plan. While the options under my former husband's employment would be largely expanded, I understand that I'd be paying the entire premium as a divorced spouse with no government subsidy.
Okay, first, you may need to consult a lawyer, and it probably depends on what's in your divorce settlement. And OPM, the Office of Personnel Management, has special material to be used in divorce situations. So I can't give you an answer as to what your entitlement rights are, et cetera. I will say that once, even if you're only a temporary employee, if you now have the full rights and privileges of a federal employee, you know, in terms of joining a plan in the Postal Service. In fact, they've recently broadened that. So you're in good shape. But if you don't stay the full 5 years before retirement, et cetera, you may have to give up the plan when you leave federal employment. That said, there is a special waiting period that you can get another 36 months of coverage after you leave the federal government, okay, paying the full premium. At any point, if you're paying the full premium, the right thing to do is to join a plan with a very low premium, and that tends to be the high deductible and consumer-driven plans. Plus, in the D.C. area, Kaiser, standard option is a very low premium plan. But you're not legally limited. If you're in the FHGP, you can join any of the available options.
I turned 65 this summer. Please inform me of what I need to do and what option I might have. I've been with Blue Cross Blue Shield, doesn't say which option, for over 38 years, and I'm very satisfied with their coverage, but concerned staying with them may be too expensive in retirement.
I suspect this person is in Blue Cross standard option, because mm-hmm. anyone in Blue Cross Basic wouldn't think it was too expensive.
Yeah.
So I would say the obvious point is, number one, join Medicare Part B. That actually expands your benefits, okay, because you're now covered with 100% wraparound for hospital and physician expenses in either Blue Cross option. And I would switch down to Blue Cross Basic probably as a conservative change for you. I'm assuming you're using Blue Cross providers, okay? So why not just, that's the way to save the money that you're worried about spending too much on.
Okay. I have mail handlers benefit program through my husband, who's a retiree. We've had the plan for over 15 years. And I'd like to know if I could change for the Blue Cross Blue Shield plan. I've heard Blue Cross is the best plan. We're a family of four. Children are 23 and 21 now. Thanks.
Well, yeah, I would certainly change from mail handlers to another plan during open season. That's the whole point of open season. You can join any of the several dozen federal health plans available to anyone in the country, depending on how many, the exact number, depending on exactly where you live. Blue Cross is a wonderful plan. The high option, it's actually two plans. The standard option, which is sort of the Cadillac plan of the system, and it's very pricey, but very good.
Mm-hmm.
And the basic option, which is not very pricey, and is also very good. So I certainly take a look at those two options, but there are other low-cost options that I'm a little reluctant to tell you, you know,
who's the best,
you know, what's best. Hey, you could take a look at any of the high deductible plans, and many local HMOs are very good buys. So you're not constrained, but for sure, I would consider leaving the plan you're in because it's very expensive.
Yeah. Okay. I currently have Aetna HDCD plan. I've been prescribed two prescription drugs that are approximately $400 a month for my cost. That's in addition to my current meds that run $60 a month. I know if I do the 90 days, it would be less. Is there a better plan than my current one? There's a $4,000 out-of-pocket for the year on my current plan. Andrea.
You're in that small category of people for whom high-deductible plans probably don't make sense. If you know that your medical expenses are going to run at some high level, you know, thousands of dollars a year from things like drugs you know you're going to be taking, then you're going to be using up your savings account and moving into the deductible, and it just doesn't make sense. So you should switch to some other plan, probably not a high deductible plan. And I would choose use as a primary factor which plans have the my expensive medications on their formulary as a preferred name brand drug at a low per monthly cost. Okay, so go for a plan that optimizes or minimizes your out of pocket spending for your particular drugs. And there'll be several plans that are low priced for you, and then pick on other criteria.
And that
like
getting a 90-day supply is usually much less expensive.
It's usually considerably less expensive. Most plans, it's 3 months for the price of two, sort of. You should be using the mail.
I know a number of people that do that, and they are extremely satisfied with it for what it's worth. I retired in May, and I'll apply for Part B Medicare next month. I have Aetna HD and do not think that'll work very well with Medicare. Is a regular health plan better? Sandy.
Okay, I would say a high deductible plan is a regular health plan, but no. Yes, Sandy, you are really lucky. The new Aetna Direct plan is a much better buy than all the other high deductible and consumer-driven plans and almost every other plan in the system. And if you happen to live in the D.C. area, you also could look and should look at the Care First high deductible plan, which also offers a Medicare wraparound benefit. So, you're going to save a lot of money under either of those two plans. And there's some other very good options available to you, including most of the lower premium national plans.
Here's a tough one, sad one, too. It says, I'm looking to change my insurance coverage for 2015. However, my husband was diagnosed with terminal metastatic pancreatic cancer. This year, he entered into the catastrophic phase coverage for both PPO and non-PPO for 2014. If I change for 2015, I want to make sure there are no restrictions on pre-existing conditions for my husband. I'm an active federal employee, FDA, and will choose another health plan. Doreen, sorry about that. Walt?
That is a sad situation. The answer is there are no limitations related to pre-existing conditions. Otherwise, open season would be a farce. So you don't have to have any concerns on that score. What I think I would do in your case, by the way, since you're an FDA, you're part of the free use of our Checkbooks Guide group under the HHS department-wide subscription. So please do check anything pertinent to this in the guide. But there are two obvious criteria that you should look for. One is you want as low a catastrophic limit as possible, and we compare those directly. That's one of the ways in which you can compare plans using the Checkbook tool. And the other thing is you want to be sure that the providers you're using are preferred in the network of that plan. So, and you can, assuming you're in the D.C. area, which you probably are in FDA, mm-hmm. though not necessarily, you can use our Doctor Find tool also to check your docs. But I would go further, and I would actually talk to the specialists involved. So, you're going to be able to fine-tune your choice to deal with your husband's situation and save money in the process and don't have to have any fears about pre-existing conditions.
Okay, here's one from Jim. He says, if you're on Medicare and your supplement pays all your deductibles, wouldn't it be better to find the lowest cost plan in that group of plans to lower your medical costs?
I assume by lowest cost, he means lowest premium. Mm-hmm. And the answer is that's very close to being exactly what you should do. But it gets a little complex, and our ratings steer you a little more precisely than that. That said, there is one key variable. Let me take as an example a plan that we often recommend for people with Medicare Parts A and B, a GEHA standard option. You get this 100% wraparound. It's a low premium. But GEHA does not have a very good drug benefit. You pay half the cost of name brand prescription drugs. So if you use a lot of expensive name brand drugs, that wouldn't be the plan for you. So you have to fine-tune your choice a little further. I will say again, anyone in your situation should look at Aetna Direct A new plan for 2015, and it's available virtually throughout the entire United States.
Here's one from Kristen. She says, my question's about dental insurance. I'm considering getting dental from myself, my husband, and our toddler. My husband needs a filling, and my toddler has already needed fillings, which cost us over $800 out of pocket last year after Blue Cross Blue Shield paid some. However, few people have told me that dental insurance is a ripoff with high premiums and low coverage, and some dentists don't even accept it. What would you suggest? Start flossing.
It's not a ripoff, but it's not for everybody. Let me just start backwards. Yes, some dentists don't take any dental plan, and most dentists take some plans, but not others. The really crucial thing, if you join a dental plan, is you should only join a dental plan if your dentist is in the plan network. Because the big saving in the dental plans is that the network pricing comes into effect, and you get a huge discount from that dentist's regular price. So if you have a dentist you're going to keep for sure, then talk to your dentist or his office manager about what plan or plans he's with, and if you could consider changing dentists as well. For someone who needs fillings and annual checkups and prophylaxis and fluoride, other low-cost services, and I know you spent $800, but believe me, fillings are...
yeah.
It's dental services go to low cost. Just all the dental plans, we're talking about the standalone dental plans that you pay a separate premium to, all of them will cover you either 100% or very close to 100% for those services. So if you expect high expenses, then join the crowd that sign up for those plans.
Excellent. Walt, thank you so much. And we're going to leave you now. We'll see you next Wednesday at 10 a.m. Have a good week. This is from Mike Gauzy and all of us here at federalnewsradio.com, 1500 a.m.
Everybody, this is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast for 6 years, DC's one and only food and wine variety show.
Sunday, we'll be singing Ice, Ice, Baby. Ice is coming back to the National Harbor, and we're going to hear all about it. And Food Should Taste Good. They're coming in studio.
That's Foodie and the Beast, Sunday and every Sunday at 11, right here on 1500 AM.
And one, and two, and three. Right foot forward, four. Left foot forward, good.
Meet Gloria, federal employee, budget analyst, tango instructor.
Nope, other left foot. Okay, stop.
Gloria likes life her way. At Aetna, we get that. That's why we offer federal employees a variety of health plans to choose from at AetnaGetsFeds.com. Visit today to find plans with low premiums, plans with low out-of-pocket costs, perks to help you save money, and all with large national provider networks.
And Cicada.
Mm-hmm. You have different interests, health needs.
Sorry.
Okay, it's just a foot.
Pain relief needs. This open season, get the health plan that gets you at AetnaGetsFeds.com.
And Cicada, not Kikata, right? Okay.
Health benefits and health insurance plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company and its affiliates. Plans contain exclusions and limitations.
Let's hold off on the dip today.
When it comes to home security, why have so many of your neighbors switched to Ackerman Security? With Ackerman, you get the reliability and expertise of over 40 years' experience in the security industry. And security is all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. Ackerman's monitoring center is nationally recognized, and you get burglary, fire, and medical alert monitoring for just $18.95 a month. And they're the only company that guarantees response time. You can switch your service for free and get up to 6 months free monitoring when you switch this month.
And Ackerman's Total Connect service leads the way in technology. You can control your system remotely with your smartphone or tablet, even receive video clips of your children arriving home, or view live video of your pets while you're away. Control locks, thermostats, and lighting remotely when the need arises. If you're looking for a rewarding career in home security sales, join the team at Ackerman Security with positions available in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Call 888-999-1070 or visit AckermanSecurity.com. AckermanSecurity.com.